Well, tune in Monday night. National Geographic Documentary Films presents Diana in her own words. It captures, well, it weaves archival footage and photography with rarely heard recordings, the latest presentation under this National Geographic Documentary Films banner. Diana in her own words. Let's get cut to the chase with you, Tom Jennings, executive producer, award-winning, and more. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Peabody Award-winning documentary filmmaker and journalist, and up close and personal now with Diana in her own words. This is a very timely presentation Monday night, Tom.
It's timely, yes. This is the 20th anniversary of Diana's passing, her death in Paris, in that famous tunnel 20 years ago in August. And I also like to think it's kind of timeless because this is the only film that I've ever seen about Diana where Diana is the only narrator in the film. Besides media reports from the time during her life story, especially her public life story, that is the only person speaking. So it's timely, and I hope for your viewers it'll be timeless.
Thank you for that. Yes, Monday night, 9 o'clock, 8 Central on National Geographic. So let's ask you for a tease, Tom Jennings. Again, thank you for this uniqueness, this Princess Diana reflecting upon the full story of her life. What are we in store for from her words?
Well, you know, her words are so unique in that we're so used to everyone else telling her story for her. You know, friends of hers, people that worked with her, even authors, historians, things like that. We rarely hear from Diana unless it's in a speech or some sit-down interview that she did that was prepared. This series of recordings was made by her in 1991, and it was made with a good friend of hers named Dr. James Colthurst, and they were doing these recordings together for a British author named Andrew Morton, who at the time was writing a book at Diana's request about her life and what was really going on behind the palace walls, so to speak. And so you're getting a very conversational Diana. You're getting someone who's really, you know, pouring her heart out to a friend, but doing it in a way that it sounds like by the time you're done listening or watching the program, you feel like you've been sitting in the same room with her. So it's the experience of, you know, having Diana tell the story, perhaps parts of the story people have heard before in the sense of reading them in a book or in a newspaper, but when you hear her tell those words to you and explain what was really going on, there's no comparison because, you know, the voice in a sense is the connecting to the soul of the person. And when you read a phrase in print versus hearing her say what she really intended, they're often two different worlds, and it's remarkable to have her walk you through basically her entire life up until 1991 and learn about what really was going on behind the scenes. And there was, as many people know, in her life, there was always something going on behind the scenes that, and no one knew. And we juxtapose that with the media from the time that was always reporting that she was living a fairy tale life. So you're getting the public view from the media reports, and then you're getting the real story behind the scenes told by herself.
Yeah, I guess the question is, without giving too much away, we'll see it Monday night, Diana in her own words. Will there be anything that might surprise us?
There were things that surprised me, and I'd like to think I knew a little bit about her going into this project, but big things and small things. The big thing, one of the things that I'd never heard her say or I had read before, is that in describing her wedding day from 1981, she called it the worst day of her life. And most people would think, you know, when you see that in print, now it's started to circulate just this summer because of the anniversary. You think it's a very damning and declarative kind of statement, but as I said, you know, when you hear her say those words, it's not said in anger at all. It's said with this heavy sigh. It's said in a way that makes you think she regrets it, not necessarily regrets getting married, but that her wedding turned out that way, that her feelings towards the wedding were such that she now considers it the worst day of her life. So that's kind of like a big headline. One of the other things, when I first started listening to the tapes, we were able to license them 18 months ago, and we've been working on this since. Within 5 minutes, I could not believe how much she laughs. And it may seem, you know, not like a significant thing, but you never really think of Princess Diana, you know, the iconic Princess Diana, as someone who's having a good laugh, you know, really, really laugh. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. You know, we know how to laugh at ourselves, if nothing else. And she just really had this terrific laugh. And the person I was with listening to the tapes for the first time, within a few minutes, I turned to that person and I said, "Oh my God, her laugh! I've never heard her laugh like that." So we were sure to include moments about, you know, where she was telling a story and then would have a good laugh about it at the end. And it just makes her all that much more human.
That's great. Tom, what do you want us to take away from your work? Again, Diana in her own words, Monday night.
I would like people to take away from this film a deeper understanding of who she was. I think she's so easily categorized by people as the princess who wound up turning on the royal family. There's all kinds of opinions of her up and down the opinion ladder, and I didn't really know what to expect when I went into going into these tapes and trying to figure her out and tell her story. And what I came away with, and I think people who watch this film on Monday will come away with, and I think it'll surprise them, is how self-reflective she was, or almost introspective, and not in a false kind of way. You can hear her throughout this story, you know, to hear her kind of struggle with, like, why do I do this? Why do I have bulimia, which she talks about readily, and she tries to figure herself out. That is a remarkable thing that when I finished listening to it and then when we finished this film, I couldn't believe that she had so much more depth than, you know, the headlines give her. There was a lot more there to Princess Diana than I had ever known, and I think the viewers will find the same.
Great. Give us the details for Monday night and how to find out more information.
Monday night, National Geographic Channel. It's called Diana, in her own words. It's 9 p.m. East, 8 Central, and there are many, many highlights on it already at nationalgeographicchannel.com.
Thanks so much, award-winning producer, Peabody Award-winning documentary filmmaker Tom Jennings, Diana, in her own words. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.